size, which I was confused about last week.
Okay, so let's see. Let's chazer over what we said last week. So last week, we mentioned the chova that, like Rav Gutman said to me, and Sefer Likra Shabbos points out, that there are two chiyuvim in Neir Shabbos. There's the chiyuv hagavra, that everyone has a chiyuv to light. And then there's a chiyuv mishum shalom bayis. So the chiyuv gavra is either I light or anyone who's supporting me. My parents could light if they're supporting me, or your wife, you know. In other words, either they're supporting you or you're supporting them. So if a person has a wife who's lighting for him, even though he's not home, but that's Chovas Gavra. Or parents, he's Somech al Shulchan Aviv, and they're lighting for him. But then there's a separate Chova of the... But what is it going to help that the parent is lighting if Lamaisa I'm not there? Because you need to also light Mishum Shalom Bayis. And that chova is if you have a cheder miyuchad, so then you have another chova to light. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have these bachurim who... Simple pshat in the poskim is there were married people who were away from their wives. They used to go to yeshiva. You know, like they would go 2-3 years to yeshiva when they were married, and their wives would not come with them. So, a different type of situation. Today that would be very awkward, but at the least. So the mice, So Shulchan Aruch says that if the fellow has a cheder miyuchad, then he has to light. If no one is lighting for him. If someone's lighting for him, then they're not. But then he still has to light. Even if someone's lighting for him, he still has to light al shalom bayis if he has a chedem miyuchad. So, l'chora, somebody in the dormitory say, so they have a chedem miyuchad, l'chora. They're in the dormitory, they have a chedem miyuchad. So then, if somebody, but usually the people in the dormitory are going to have someone lighting for them someplace else. A parent or something like that. So then, they yotzei the chovas hagavra, and then they still have a chova of shalom bayis. So pashtus is therefore they should light in the room. So most dormitories are not going to allow fire. So then they could light on maybe on a bulb or something like that. And then that comes into the question of, it will get up to it maybe today or next week, of the electricity, whether you can make a bracha on electricity. You know, I said some people want a mechalik between incandescent and fluorescent. Rav Abadi told me he has a mesorah from Rav Aaron Cutler that even fluorescent would be okay. That's why. So then, if you light on the fluorescent, then that would be okay. But now, if you hold like the nesivus's shita is that bachurim means single guys, but if you're married, then that the chadlaka that they're doing at home is going to count for you, and then you don't have to make any bracha even on the shalom bayis, but you still need light for shalom bayis. So the question is, people in the dormitory, according to the nesivus, wouldn't have to make any bracha, and the shalom bayis they'll have. So like Rav Gutman said, some say they have the shalom bayis because there's a light in the hallway, so they could leave the door open and get the light they need, and this way when they go to sleep they'll shut the door, and this way it won't bother them to go to sleep.
Rav Avadi's Masora from Rav Aaron, is that just for the chiyuv of shalom bayis, that you basically you wouldn't fulfill a chiyuv gavra with fluorescent, but you
wouldn't. No, I think he holds even for the Chiyuv Gavra.
That you would make, even though he doesn't have a Chiyuv Gavra in Sivav, he still makes a bracha?
Which is, what does he say?
Before Mahochim, the Lomot Kutz, the Besam, Srichim, the Hadlik Nersh.
Yeah, so Bachurim, Mahochim, Lomot Kutz, the Besam. So let's say married, right? Thank you, right? Srichim, the Hadlik Nersh Shabbos, Bechedron, Lvar Chalav. So that's even though they don't have a Chiyuv Gavra, that they still have to light Bishum Shalom Bais.
But the Mechaber Paschas, they need a bracha. Even though they're lighting at home for them, okay.
Right, that's a simple shot. Right. The deceivist learns Bachurim means single.
Single, and they're still lighting for them at home.
No, single means that they're single and there's no one lighting for them at home.
Yeah, because they're not married, there's no, they have no parents either. They're single, right. But no parents.
Right.
The deceivist holds.
Right. It's a doichak to the deceiver.
Okay.
You get today's packet? Okay. Let's look. Okay, this packet's probably going to take us more than one session, so we'll down make a quarter to one. We need everyone to. I told other people to come at quarter to one. I know guys that went to the Chasana, so that's some of our. Michael's Friedman's here. Yeah, okay, so let's see Sifei. Kshiyadli Givar Pachat Hashem al Kenim al Chom Shagil Shalom, so it's over to you, and Kinesh al Shabbos. So you make the bracha. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Kan b'yom tov tzarech lahadlik ner shal yom tov. Make a bracha lahadlik ner shal yom tov. Yom ha'kipurim b'lo Shabbos yesh mi sh'oma shalo yivarech.
Why would that be?
That's a question whether Hadlakas Ner and Yom Kippur is a whole different discussion. We'll get to that. Let's leave that for now. Okay. So, there's a famous Magen Avraham, so we should spend time now doing this Magen Avraham in Sivkat Yud Aleph. Okay. Let's learn the whole thing together. Nothing like learning a Magen Avraham. Sheyadlik Roish Tispala Isha Bashas Hadloka, Sheyitin Lahakarish Brahu Baranim Zakharim Meirim Batira. Right? So if they tell your wife she should daven Shas Hadloka Snaris, that you should have Baranim Zakharim Meirim Batira. Yeshi Dum Shakosub and Bracha Laneiris Achayit Sias Beis HaKnesses for Ein La Omra. And then the Subsidums have a Bracha that they would make on the Neiris after they leave Shul. But he.
The men or the women?
I don't know. Who would make this Bracha? I don't know. I would have. You should look it up in the Maramitz. Okay, I should look it up. Okay, but this is the point I want to talk about next. Cause of Marash, B'shem Maram. So the Marash says from the Maram, Rutenberg maybe. Kshiyesh Chupa. Right, the old days people got married on Friday. That was very common because they save money. Because this way they could have Suda Shabbos and Suda's Chasen are the same Suda. So it was very common in Europe they would make weddings on Friday night.
The Ramah Hasid in Krakow, no?
Yeah. But we don't have that so much, Buzman Hazah. But I think Ravan Salvechik, I think one of his daughters got married on Friday. But Most people, okay, but so yesh chuppa be'erev Shabbos. So that means people wanted to go to the chuppa, right? So they're going to go to the chuppa, but they're going to leave the house before Shabbos to go to the chuppa. So when are they going to light neir Shabbos? Sheyesh chuppa be'erev Shabbos ma'achim ba anachar shkia sachama, and you know they're not going to get home till after shkia. So then when are they going to light? The isha ina rotsa l'kabel Shabbos l'vnei ha'chuppa. She doesn't want to move kabel Shabbos before the chuppa. I guess this chuppa is a weekday activity. But she's going to kabel Shabbos before the chuppa. She doesn't want to move kabel Shabbos before the chuppa. I don't know. Maybe she had to take a horse to the chuppa. I don't know. As tadlik haner below bracha kodem ha'chuppa. So what she can do is she can light neir Shabbos before she leaves her house without a bracha. Because if she makes a bracha, she makabel Shabbos.
Even if she has intent not to be makabel?
Yeah, I mean, this is the Bahag had this chiddush. The Bahag has a chiddush that when you makabel, when you light candles, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. He made up that chiddush. So then, v'chakach b'shachashecha, then when she comes back later at night, Tifros yada al haneiros v'tavarech. Wow. So then she'll put her, you know, hands over the neiros, you know, like they do it, and tavarech. So this is the chiddush. What's the chiddush over here? That she's making a birchas hamitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. Like of Salvechiko, we said the birchas hamitzvah, you need a maisa. So you think a big chiddush here, the way you point out that when she's doing the ma'isa hadlaka, she's not making a bracha, and now she's not doing anything.
Yeah, it's usually
right.
Tifros yada is not a ma'isa.
Tifros yada is what is that? That's not a ma'isa. Ma'isa means lahad. Yisherki l'shanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shal Shabbos. So she's not doing that now. And now she's making that bracha without doing that. She did that an hour ago.
Yeah, this is probably like more complicated, like almost its own packet. But let's say this idea that this woman who is actually getting married, not the people who are going to the wedding, but this woman, the chiyuv is shifting at this point when she's getting married. The chiyuv is shifting from her mother to her.
Yeah, but we're not even talking about her here.
In her case,
talking about the guests.
Yeah.
This woman now we're talking about is just the guest.
Aisha's
not the bride.
But the
Aisha's not the bride here?
No, we're not talking about the bride.
This is just the guest.
This is talking about the guest. This is not the bride.
The bride herself, I assume that chiyuv shifts. Does she then have to somehow...
Okay, we'll see. So that's one mahalach. So one mahalach is that she'll light before she goes to the chuppah, and then when she comes home, she'll put her hands over her face, and then...
If it's not a maisa, so why should it work for over the siyosan that Ramos said that that's the minhag that they just like wave their hands and that's considered over.
So we'll see. We'll have to. So let's go. Let's see. Oh, that's one possibility. Oh, tomar la'akum lahadlik achar chupa v'hi tevarech. Or the other possibility is get a goy. Get a goy to light after the chuppah.
After shkia, before tzeis, is that what are we talking?
Yeah, say banish moshos. Because Amir Akum is mutter banish moshos. So Akum had like a chuppah v'itavar adkan. So this is the Marash b'shem Maram. So now, the Magen Avraham is going to comment on this. So it says the Magen Avraham v'tamuahu v'shaych bracha b'dluka v'omedes. So first he says, what are you making a bracha in? the thing we just said. It's the luka, it's already lit. How can you make a bracha? That's so sort of what we said, like Rav Soloveitchik calls, you need a maisa. So no shach bracha but luka v'omedes.
Clearly this is what we hold of for every, I'm saying, I guess this is where we get it from, we hold it for every lighting, I'm saying, because inevitably the maisa is always done, because otherwise if you make the bracha first you're already in the kabbal shabbos.
Yeah, but at least we do the maisa right before or right after, but you just did the maisa.
Still, but I hear his point, it's still, it's not yes, it's yes.
You're doing a maisa and then you're making a bracha on a maisa you've already done. I'm saying, I don't understand why we're saying, what's the difference between a minute or 3 minutes
and
2 hours? I'm saying, once we're saying that you don't have to, you're not making the bracha while you're being Isaac in the mitzvah, why are we, as long as the candles don't go out, obviously
yeah,
the candles go out by the time she gets back, then she's not going
to
make a bracha.
Because
on
the halacha is he's supposed to be over lasiyasan, but some things we don't do over lasiyasan.
Because it would otherwise.
For other reasons. So, like, so therefore, we do it right afterwards, like Netilas Yadayim, right? Our minhag is we do Netilas Yadayim, and then we make the bracha, even though it's before the Nigur. But that's okay, because it really should have been before, but for technical reasons, and your hands might not be clean, so we do it after. But it's still within the context of the Maisa. Here, you're doing it an hour later, and how long the chuppah took. He says, what right do you have to tell a goy to do it on the second Eitzah? Then he says, Mil Bein HaShemoshes Lo Gozer HaShemosh. That Bein HaShemoshes, they weren't chosen. So that's very interesting that he says you can get a goy.
She would make a bracha after the guard lights? And the guard would light, she would make a bracha?
Yeah. But that's those are the two H's he says. Either she'll light before or she'll tell a goy.
Problem was it was too late after the chuppah for her to light.
Yeah, after the chuppah, the time she get home, it's going to be after shkia already.
So the goy could light,
or after tzeis, or whatever, after you know bein hashmashos, it's ready.
After
taste,
then she can't
ask
the guy either.
Yeah, that's
right. So that's what he said. So he says he must be talking about that it's
Bein HaShemoshes. But Bein HaShemoshes is also for Judah to light, so?
Yeah.
Isn't the taxi thing? Did we talk about like being that's something else?
That's you're getting a guy to do it. You're not driving the car, you're getting a.
Is that different if, let's say, you're in Eretz Yisrael and a taxi driver is possibly a Yid, but you know theoretically the guy would be driving anyways?
That's a different discussion. Vayein Marivayel Shehitir Lahadlik Ba'od Hayom Godol. So Marivayel says, no, you can light early in the day. Vechakach Lifros Yidei Mulavarech. So Marivayel says, he says that you could detail the hadlik b'od hayom gadol v'chakach lifros yidei mulavarech. So he says we have to see what's od hayom gadol. That's going to be a separate discussion. So he says what you found that someone said that they would make Vorachim al Neves B'Shabbos Achei Yitzias Beis HaKnesses. Apparently, it was some minhag that people had that they would make the bracha, maybe even l'hadlik ner, after they came home from shul. So if you had, if there was such a minhag, so then that was what they did all the time. So then he says, then it would be fine what they did at a chuppah, because they would do that all the time. But he says that, so he says, who says that minhag is such a good minhag? He says, Lav Mar Bered the Ravina Chasimale. It's like Moshe Dechter's name is not signed on to this. You understand? In other words, if the big Rabbanim would have signed on, but we don't know. People used to do this, and it got in the sitter to make a bracha when you come home from shul on the.
That's what the Magen Avraham says against this. The Magen Avraham.
In other words, originally he quoted the Eish Sidurim Shekosub Hem Bracha Laneiros Achay Tzias Beis Haknesses. So that would be fit in good with this idea that you can make the bracha later.
But then
that would be. But he says that who says that's an authentic minhag?
That he is the Marival or that he is
the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham is.
So it's a sarcastic expression?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think the Marival. In other words,
it doesn't have a haskama.
People did it, but who says that they did it b'ritzon chachamim? Ba'amintz, yeah. Umiyu b'di'evad, im shocha milavarech at shechashecha, but b'di'evad, in general, she never lit candles until shechashecha, Yesh lismach amarash.
You can only smach on the maharash if we're talking about the case of the goy lit after shkia, but not in the case where she lit earlier and then she's gonna mevarach after the chuppah, or both cases.
Well, he's talking now. In other words. She didn't make the bracha until chashecha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So yesh l'smocha marash that she can make the bracha now.
Yeah.
She can put her hands on her face and make the bracha. Ein sim reishayim vav, siv beis, b'haga. U'mikol mokam sagi b'ner echad. And one there would be enough.
If you forgot to light, so you could be listening on the marriage. Otherwise,
whereas one there would be enough. In a case where what? Where you would get a goy to light.
You only have a shus
to light one there, because that's the ikar din, that you only need one there. So you can have a mir l'akum l'tzorach, but only a tzorach to have one there. That we discussed earlier this year, that they have two neiros, that's a minhag of Shomer V'Zocher, but the Ikar Din is Neir Echad. Okay.
According to the idea that it's this, that if women don't, let's say, light the same amount that they light every week, then they would have a knas of adding an extra candle. You said some people hold like, some people don't hold like, but assuming you hold like that, would there then be an Indian to say that you should have the guy light, let's say if the woman lights four, the guy should light four? Or are we going to say, we're going to have the guy light, but still she's going to anyway, but still she's going to have to add another candle later? Or in the opinion says, if she doesn't light all of her number, then she's going to have to light.
Is the knas if you forget one, or is it
depends on the
different right, that was
one said if you light, one said nothing, and one said if you don't light up to your amount. If you had to light six candles and you light five, you would still, according to that opinion, you would still have to add a knas.
Okay, so that's the. So the Magen Avraham doesn't really like the marash. He doesn't like it, but he says he can be so mechanic, b'shas atcha. So if you look, let's look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the bottom. So if you look in the bottom, where it says Dalet, last three lines from the bottom, Magen Avraham Sif Katan Yudalef. The Talmud Lo Shaych Vanias Daiti Gam Al Idach Takana to Tomer Legoy Lahadik Kasha. Came in Shlichus Lenochri. Nimkein He Einam Adlekes Veich Tevarch. As he's saying, there's no shlichus la'akam, so the guy is not your shlich. So even if you want to say that the luk of amelis you can't make, but here, how can you make a bracha? There's no shlichus la'akam, so came in shlichus the nachim came here in matlech veich tevarach. He says, "Va'yikra if he made the kaim alon, yichol lahastos al kaponim l'tzorach. L'tzorach, v'tadik kodim v'tisna." So that's what he says. The best thing you should do is before she goes to the wedding, she should light candles with a bracha and make a tanai that she's not mekabel Shabbos. Because you have to realize most Rishonim. Everyone except the Bahag was of the opinion that Neir Shabbos has nothing to do with Kabbalah Shabbos.
Isn't that, I always thought that was, let's say, the general minhag. If you were driving, you were going somewhere for Shabbos, let's say for Friday night, and you're going somewhere that's far away, so you light the beso with the bracha before with that tonight, or is that that's a very bidyevet seemingly, Rabbi's saying, because like Rabbi's saying, like, even though most people don't hold like the Bahag, seemingly the Bahag has become the minhag Yisrael.
Right, but you know, the Rambam didn't hold from the Bahag, the Ramban didn't hold from the Bahag. You know, the Ramban writes beferish that Shabbos Chanukah you light Shabbos candles before Chanukah candles, because Todiv Shedo Todiv Kodim. It's thus, since we hold like the Bahag, that Shabbos candles became Kabbalah Shabbos, that's why we switched it.
When was the Bahag lived
last time? So I don't know, it's a question who the Bahag was. So, some say Rav Yehudai Gaon, so if he's one of the Gaonim, so then he was an early person.
Saying somebody that the Rambam had access to when they were seemingly.
The Rambam was into the Gaonim, right? He was very into
the
Gaonim.
He had access to the Bahag. I'm saying, so
he
would have seen his opinion and would have then.
But he didn't pass him like it.
Makes a difference if he would have seen access to it, right, and then pass him, right, not right, like it, right, or he didn't see it.
He saw it. So why should he count to Rambam?
Yeah, that's the first thing we saw, right?
I think he's asking him that.
Well, let's look for a second in the Alter Rebbe on page 3. Shulchan Aruch HaRav.
You know, this is nogeya to maybe you have a masmid, so the masmid has to light, and the masmid has to light with no one's lighting him for him. He has no one. No one's somach on his shulchan. He's not somach on anyone else's shulchan. So he has no one. He has to light for the chiyuv gavra.
Right,
and he would prefer not to. He doesn't live right next to the base medrash. He's a masmid, but he doesn't live right next to the base medrash. So he has to walk 15 minutes to his house. Right before plot, after plot, he's in there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You say the guy's
he's a masmid, so he's there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, ready to learn.
Right.
to 7 o'clock. Now comes 6:30, and he has Yeshiva Das, and he has to walk home 15 minutes, light,
yeah,
walk back 15 minutes. So this is, this perhaps, it's not really going to help him, because, we're talking about is not going to help him, because he doesn't want to go home at all.
Right.
We're talking about someone's going to light after plug. So,
and he's been in the base medrash since when?
He's been in the base medrash before plug, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, they say that, you know, Shmuel Birnbaum in the Mir, he used to, when he was a bacher, I think they say that they would get ready for Shabbos Thursday night, and he'd be up the whole mishmar until Shabbos starts.
Yeah.
All for, you know. That's real hasmad.
They said about Rav Nachum also.
Nachum Berchavish.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So we have to see. So maybe in a Hanami he has to do it.
Or but Talmud Torah has got his Talmud Torah has to, that half an hour of Talmud Torah has got to be worth more than Hatzneros.
Yeah, but the question is,
Talmud Torah isn't
yeah,
for
the mitzvah. Yeah, you have to right. It's a mitzvah sheyef shalasos alidei achirim, unless you say, make a shliach, right? Make a shliach.
So could the shliach make the bracha if the bachar is chayav in a bracha?
Right. Well, the shliach is going to make the bracha. He's going to do the mice.
Say the shliach make when he will light his, then he'll go back to his house and light the other one, make a bracha on the on everything he lit, because he's not going to.
That sounds so simple because he's going to make a bracha for his own.
He's not going to know. He's going to have a zacher. He's going to have a man come into his apartment and light for him. He's not going to have a woman come into his apartment to light for him.
Right.
So he's, the person who's lighting on his behalf is not going to be lighting later.
No, but
the
person and that man who's coming into his apartment to light, that chiyuv is going on to his wife. His chiyuv bracha, he's given over to his wife. As soon as she makes the bracha, it would include something that he would have lit as well.
Okay, so so I guess the answer to your question is that, like you said, make a shliach.
Yeah.
Make a shliach.
Let's say the shliach is a zachar who's married. Would his chiyuv bracha be passed on to his wife when she lights for him as well?
Yeah, if they're together, the halacha is that if the woman's lighting, she's making the bracha, he doesn't make it.
Correct, but let's say he's a shliach. Let's say, so in this case, the guy's a shliach, he goes and lights in his masmid's apartment, he lights for him. And then 5 minutes later, his wife is lighting for him as well. Like, the shliach's wife is lighting for his bias.
No.
Would her bracha go on both her neiris that she lit in the bias as well as the neiris that he lit? Because
he's lighting someplace else. Her bracha is not going to help for the other guy's hadlaka. He'll have to make the bracha.
Which he, the shliach, or when the guy gets home, he'll make the bracha, like you were saying, maybe you would do that.
Yeah, but that's already, the Magen Avraham didn't like that. The Magen Avraham said, how could you make a bracha if it's the Luka Valmedes? So what's what Alter Rebbe says, on page 3? It says, Mekol Mokom B'dievet Shech Shachav Lo Hidlika Kodem Bein HaShemashos. Right, the case in the Magen Avraham. V'nizkar V'bein HaShemashos. So if you didn't do it, Yesh L'Hatir Lo L'Tzavos L'Nochri. Right, that's L'Havik Shetvarchi Kodem Shetene L'Oren. And then she'll make a bracha later. So he explains why. He came and she eker mitzvah hadlakas near Shabbos ena hadlaka bovad ela hanov atashmish laorahi eker hamitzvah. Because the eker mitzvah is not the necessarily the ma'isa hadlaka; it's getting hanov from the neirs. Ela shadlaka he. Haschala v'achana l'mitzvah zu. L'chaim v'rachim. So therefore, in other words, he's explaining what's the tzad that you can light. In other words, he's not working with this idea you need a ma'isim, like Rav Soloveitchik's idea that you need a ma'isim mitzvah for birkas ha-mitzvah. So clearly, the Marash didn't hold. It could be the Magen Avraham did, because the Magen Avraham Tain is against it. But the Marash holds that if you mekayim the mitzvah, you can make a birkas a mitzvah, a kiyam a mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik always held, like Rav Shachtel pointed out, you need a maisa mitzvah. It's not enough just to have a kiyam mitzvah. You know, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that if somebody. The big question when you rent a house, so the halacha is that you put the mezuzah, you're not chayiv in mezuzah, and you rent out some chutz la'aretz, you're not chayiv in mezuzah until day 31. Right? Till day 31. Correct? So, but there's one sheet that says, but if you know you're staying longer, so right away you chayiv. So what do you do? Do you do it right away, or do you wait till day 31? So Moshe says, put up right away, but don't make a bracha, and then on day 31, you'll put your hand on the mezuzah, and you'll make a bracha. So some had a taina, but there's no maisa mitzvah. So you see, Moshe also didn't hold from this notion that you need a maisa mitzvah. So he says, so if you didn't make it beforehand, you could you can make the bracha later. But if you're getting a guy, this is all, you know, summarizing the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says, "Mikol Mokom Lo Tetzave LaHalik El Ner Echad Al Shulchan Shezel Iker Mitzvah."
Would this be where Rav Aaron gets his idea that the fluorescent bulb is just as good as an incandescent? Because if seemingly the Iker Mitzvah has nothing to do with the actual Maisa of the lighting, but the Iker Mitzvah has to do with the Hana that you get from the light, so you're able to have effectively. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch Harav is saying the main mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis, not the mitzvah of.
The main mitzvah is the Hanav.
Of Hanav the light, which in a sense is the idea of the Chiyuv of Shalom Bayis, because the Chiyuv.
So if you say that, so then
the
should,
light. It has to, because so the light is blown out, it's still.
Right, in other words, he's saying, Shimon is saying a good idea. He's saying, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is explaining the Marash's Shita that you can. Make the bracha even later, because he's saying the Iker Mitzvah is the Hana of the Neir Shabbos. So if that's the Hana, so then there shouldn't be a difference between the Maisa, the equal Hana you're getting from a fluorescent is the same as you're getting from incandescent.
Or even from a candle, I'm saying. Everything, right. Maybe even so, better Hana from.
Yeah. We'll have to see more in the future packet, but that's. I like what you're saying. That's a very, very good word. I like what you say. And then he writes, "Mikol mokom lo tetzave lahadlik el ner echad al shulchan jezel ikar mitzvah." Aval ner echad efshar lahatila afim yesh sham kvar ner dolok shemechash anoshim nizharos meod b'rachazu harizek tzerkel shetir bo shvus b'nei nishmashos. But ner echad we can mimater, even though there might be. Near Dalek already. Since women are nizhar to make the bracha, so it's a tzarach gadol. So we're matir to at least light that one candle. So let's look down the Kuntres Achron, page 3 in the Alter Rebbe. Kuntres Achron is also, I think it's also the Rebbe. Hamagadavam lo sphere like a chuvas mariv sheitik ba'ola Shabbos. Fishasomach b'dievel marash v'maram. You know, Zisomach B'dievid on the Marash, you know, that you can do it, either get a goy or do it even before and make the bracha later. V'nei v'fi ma shekosu mogan avram simen kufi nun ches. V'nei v'gmar perak zayin de bracha zedavka sheroi levarach kodem asiyah v'lobirich levarach acharkach. Whereas the idea that you can't make a bracha after a mitzvah is only if you were roy to make it beforehand and you didn't, now it's too late. But if you weren't able to mevarach tchila, Right? On Yochel Varchachachach. So he says, "Mehai tam yeshlom adav shehivsik harbe yochel levarach." Eizu gvul yeshla dover. Like you said, Jim. So he says. So therefore, if you weren't able to, so here he wasn't able to, it was too early. So therefore, you can make afterwards.
Nobody.
You can't. Who I didn't can. You have shall work with chilo if you have minug. You can't have shall seek a harbe a chakach im kachlum. Ufrat the hachi shlom luki or the asosar shenin. So one way you could say is you weren't able to. What does it mean lefi haminug? What does that word mean? Lefi haminug. You can't. What do you think he's saying there?
Because the Bahag, like the Bahag, that makes the Halak makes Kabbalah, and therefore.
Well, the Bracha makes the Kabbalah. Yes, the Bracha makes the Kabbalah. Or. You could say Shein Enes Menor Ad Lachar Bracha, which is because of Ramah.
Seemingly, the Marash didn't have a problem with you making a bracha on this guy lighting. I don't understand what we're finding a problem with it now. I'm saying the Magen Avraham didn't even challenge him on that idea that you're making a bracha on the guy's Maisa that you didn't actually do a Maisa. So I don't understand where this suddenly we're having a problem. It seems like we're saying with the guy lighting, and now how are we making a bracha on this? Because there's no
ma'isa. Yeah.
But seemingly, the Marash and the Magen Avraham didn't have a problem with this at the Bechlal. I'm saying
they seem.
Marash gave this opinion. The Magen Avraham didn't challenge it on that basis. He might have challenged. Says it's not the best thing to do, but he didn't challenge it on the basis of you can't make a bracha because there's no ma'isa. I'm saying there's.
Well, why does the Magen Avraham challenge it on? He says, "Tamur dol shayach bracha begluchav al medes." Is that the idea that there's no Maisa?
I guess you could say that because he's saying it was already lit. So if it was already lit, then how are you making a bracha? I guess you could say it's
because there's no Maisa.
Because there's no Maisa. I guess, okay, that's fair.
We forgot the Hachi Yishlomer, and the first word in line is Klum. For out the Hachi Yishlomer, the Mikri over that's Yosef, she ain't an Enes min ha'or alachai bracha. But she costs a Ramach. Ain't like she's a Ramach, so Hataz. Shadnochli also a mitzvah in Yisrael of Archalel. If Nochli does the mitzvah, Yisrael shouldn't make a bracha. V'chei mashma b'nochas, the chama b'Yisrael tzarech l'varach mashma of a loyal day Nochli. Yisrael hanimim mitzvah shanan say asiyas hanochli yigumar mitzvasa. Good milo tvilas kelim. In other words, if milo, so if the guy did the meal, you don't make a bracha. Tvilas kelim. So even if a guy lied, you still can make a bracha. Then you chol levarach the olgar mishar mitzvah yochol levarach aleim when you knew halul of afal pishuk varkiyam mikar mitzvah for bracha. Or is he saying that even though you didn't the main part of the mitzvah already, but maybe you could still make a bracha in the nanuim? So too, the hadlaki you did already, but still this hana of the or is still part of the mitzvah. So ikar mitzvah. The dami mamish lo osat tzucha filo adi nochu shemarach alishivatsa. So here's better because at least you're doing something active in the mitzvah. You're getting the hana of the or is the mitzvah. So that's a fascinating idea. That in other words, even though the nusach habrach, you see, Rav Soloveitchik was. The Nusach HaBracha is always on the Maisa, like Shrechel said, from Rav Soloveitchik. But he's working with, as long as there's Yimekayim, so even though you're not doing a Maisa, you can still make a Bracha. See, by Tefillin, if you put on your Tefillin, you didn't make the Bracha yet. So you can definitely make the Bracha, because you do Mamish a Maisa also, because the Maisa of Tefillin is not just when you put it on. Every second that you're wearing it, like by Shatnez, they bring a Raya from Shatnez. And when you put on the Shatnez, you get a Hasra, you get Malchus. But every second that you keep it on, you get a Hasra again and again, because every second of you're doing a Maisa Begufo of wearing the jacket. So to the Tefillin. That's why, so you're doing a Maisa. But this whole Mahalach that the Alter Rebbe is saying is you don't need a Maisa for a Brichas HaMitzvah. You just need that you're being Mekayim it. So Rav Salvechik would agree that by Tefillin you even have a Maisa. So if you didn't put it on when you put it on, make the Bracha right away when you put it on. You can put it on and make the Bracha later. But by something else, when there's no Maisa, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said, when the Mezuzah is up already, you can still make a Bracha now. Just
that's because it's. I feel like that's almost like the same thing as we're saying with Tefillin.
No, very different.
The Mezuzah is just the one. It's not just.
Because Tefillin
being there, the Mezuzah is not.
Yeah, but you're not doing any Maisa. You put up the Mezuzah already 20 days ago.
Is there any?
Rav Moshe said you can put it up right away if you know you're staying longer than 30 days, but because that's the Nesiva Sashita. But the bracha you won't make till day 31, because that's the shita l'kuli alma that you chayef. Yeah. But there's no maisa now. So what does he say? Just put your hand on the mezuzah and make a bracha. So Rav Moshe didn't hold from this, and the Alter Rebbe also didn't hold. You need a maisa. You just need a mekayim.
What's making the mekayim? Kavana or
that you're getting hanah?
Well, the mezuzah was hanah.
No mezuzah. Others would say you can't do it. You can't. Rav Moshe says, "I mean, you're living in a house that has a mezuzah."
So not
hanah. Would it be better to take it out and put it back in?
He didn't say that. Ve'inu b'chutz ma'aseh kol k'mo shekotz rishon, but yesh mashmo mashavshin tzor hachas abrek zul l'shum tashmish or imavorchim kol inim kol mokam roim ba'ol shabbos. Because even though right now you don't necessarily need the Neir Shabbos, but it's Roy for Shemesh, that's good enough. Lomar Shal Veikach Yochel Shabbos for Yirzer. Chen Roy Lebila Insar. Chen Luti Mosh Kotz Rashi Veran. She Mitzdarim Bnei Beisul Leishet B'Choshech Hanozun M'Sheches Be'Elah Achar Hadlocha. V'Yashal Var Halal Shem B'Mamish. So is he saying, how can you make l'hadlik? He's asking the kasha here. How can you make l'hadlik? You didn't do a maisa now. The answer is, l'hadlik doesn't mean the maisa. It means shehei ner dolok. The mitzias that I have a ner dolok, I can make on that. I have, in other words, the goy lit the candle for me or whatever. Or it was lit before, so I have a mitzvah of a near dolok.
Dolok with that's lit.
Yeah. This is a fascinating idea, he's saying here, because I was trained from Rav Salvechik that you need a mitzvah, so he's saying not so posh. And then a dolok, a deal hanos. After the dolok, anunen and gamke vanazu, he ikert sivui.
Is it even lechachila even?
You need to go Raya to explain that the Hadlik means that it's not going on the act of lighting but on the result. I mean, don't we have brachas? Don't we have mitzvahs that would say that it should be that way? That it should be in the state, not that we should do the activity?
I don't think we have such a thing.
Yeah, so how would he be able to...
Someone would say maybe...
Because
only like one example would be when Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. That they talk about, I think, for Salvechik, that the Mitzvah is that you Uter Mitzvah, but not the Mai. But everything else, you think about it, every Brichas HaMitzvah is always on the Pu'ula.
Why is that one like that?
So that's what Rav Salvechik thought, that you could only make a Bracha if you're doing the Maisa. that Moshe Feinstein didn't hold like that. Because Moshe Feinstein said you could put up the mezuzah, if you know you're staying there more than 30 days, you can put the mezuzah rock up right away, and then...
And the Rav would have said what, you have to wait till day 31 to put up a mezuzah?
Right, you can't make a bracha without doing a maisa. Even though Ramosha said you do a token, touch the mezuzah, but that's not a maisa.
Would the Rav say though that if you've, let's say you signed a contract for a year and it's a fact of the matter is that you are obligated to this place for, even though you haven't lived there for a year, I mean lived there for a month, but you're monetarily
that's
obligated
a question
to this
if you have, the question is if you have a lease, that's the question. If you have a lease, is the din of that 30 days you putter for Neir Shabbos, not for mezuzah, I'm sorry, does that mean only when there's no lease or even if there is a lease? That's a whole discussion.
The rules say you should put up some, maybe leave off one of mezuzah, or it's better to have some mezuzah on the door.
No, if you're not chayiv, you're not chayiv.
Maybe.
So why didn't Rav Moshe say take it off and put it back on? So up until now, you're...
Because it's a pain in the neck.
It makes the perhaps more.
And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you even more. Taking it off doesn't necessarily. It's just like if you take off your talus and put it back a second later, that's you can't make a bracha.
Right, yeah.
So you take that mezuzah and take it a second later, right. You can't necessarily.
So it's a hassle without any benefit.
Yeah, I mean, but and it might not even work. Forget that it's only a hassle, like I said, it might not even work.
It's interesting is that the way, if you think about it also from another perspective, the way of this opinion of Ramesha is that you're being, no matter what you're doing, according to that one opinion, you're doing a mitzvah. And technically, the only thing you would be not doing, even if you would say, even if you'd hold like the rub, you would lose the ability to make a bracha, but in some sense, you would then also have been doing the mitzvah for another 30 days. The question is, I'm saying you would be living in a bias with a mezuzah for another 30 days.
Right.
The question is, which I'm saying that would be another interesting. It's
hard
to say over there.
Yeah, then he says, "V'lo chisar haruach." In other words, say you're supposed to make a bracha on kisui hadam, and the ruach was machaseh. So that's too late. Say it before. The hosim nigmar hamitzvah only the ruach. Aval hocha ikar mitzvah nasis benos al Yisrael. The dami mamish lenochri hanosin liyadayim she Yisrael levarach. Whereas he says the halacha is that if a nachri is washing your hands, he's pouring the water on your hands, the Yisrael can make the bracha. Shem la mitzvah nasis begufa Yisrael. Ken hu Yisrael shah ha Yisrael kosher yodav afa pisha esayayim bo mamash. So this is a fascinating yisod that he has here. But I like what Rav Shimon said, a very good vort. He said that if you want to say that the ikr is the hana'ah, so then that's works in well with what Rabbi said from Rav Aaron Kotler, that even fluorescence should be good, because in the realm of hana'ah, there shouldn't be any difference, because bottom line is the or. Not everyone can agree la halacha, but I like the Ur Tushto. I think that it was worth coming today to give the shiur to hear for this ha'ara. Right? He came from the five towns. Thank you.
Well, I put the shiur into what Rabbi Miller holds. If he holds like
yeah,
what
is
it?
Yeah,
I put it. I didn't get it back yet.
Yeah, I can't admit. Imagine he wouldn't hold.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you would say, take a look. And pay it back. We're not going to finish this packet today, so we'll have to, continue it next week. But one more point. Let's look on page 1 of Sifdalet. It says, "Voyakim l'mayel adlikav odayim gadol." Because you're not supposed to light Neris Shabbos when it's too early. So if you light it too early, then it's not Nikr that you're doing a Kovat Shabbos. Gam lo ya'acher, but you shouldn't do it too late. But he says, if you want to light early and the Kabbal Shabbos right away, you can. Whereas really, you should light Shabbos candles right close to Shkia, but if you shouldn't be Machdim because it doesn't look like you're doing it with Kabbal Shabbos. But if you have a Kabbal Shabbos right away, then you can do it. At least be plugged in.
Who does it have to be Nicker to?
So let's look at Rabbi Kiveger. Okay, don't be bold. Young Hainu Shaya Dolok in Yanacher. Came in the Lord had Malkal of the Shabbos, Sark Lachs, and Chabbos, the Chabbos, and Halbik with Sark Shabbos. Whereas if it originally was lit for another purpose, not for Kovat Shabbos, then you have to extinguish and relight. Now this is we're gonna have a whole packet on this, I think. So he's saying that but if the hadlaka was Litzorach Shabbos, even though you're in Madlik Ba'odei Yom Gadol, it's okay. You don't have to redo it.
Even if it was, are you saying even if it was earlier than plot?
I don't know if he's saying that.
So you could be madlik after plug and not makabel miyad, and it's
right.
Still okay.
Right, exactly. In other words, before he said you have to, it's only nikr if you shulchan aruch mashu, you have to makabel right away. He's saying don't be makabel. You don't have to makabel right away if it was hudlok l'kovet Shabbos, but l'chor it still has to be after plug. Says you weren't Makabel, but you did a Litzorach Shabbos.
What does he mean by two?
And he says Lishna Daramo Bimodayim Godol Eino Beduktok, because Bimodayim Godol is Mashva that it can be, Katzos Sayon. Okay, so we'll stop now. We'll get ready. We'll daven Mincha. We're going to get a minion Bez Hashem. In 5 minutes, we'll daven Mincha. We'll just get. Make hachanas for
What does he mean by two? What does the Shulchan Aruch